Tennessee women lawmakers move to restore full legal protections for unborn. By Dr. Susan Berry on February 14, 2019. Women lawmakers in Tennessee have introduced legislation that would restore full legal protections for unborn babies should Roe v. Wade be reversed. The Human Life Protection Act, SB 1257/HB 1029, as introduced, bans abortion in this state effective upon the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade or amending the U.S. Constitution to allow states to prohibit abortion, creates exception for situations where the abortion is necessary to prevent the death of pregnant woman or prevent serious risk of substantial and irreversible impairment of major bodily function, prohibits prosecution of the woman upon whom an abortion is performed or attempted. The measure is the legislative priority of Tennessee Right to Life. It has always been the priority of Tennessee's pro-life movement to restore the fullest possible protection to the largest number of unborn children and women in our state, said Brian Harris, president of Tennessee Right to Life. While states like New York are moving to strip any limits to abortion, even at the moments before birth, Tennessee wants to be known for protecting our children. Republican State Senator Dolores Gresham and State Representative Susan Lynn are sponsoring the legislation which, if signed into law, would take effect upon the reversal of Roe v. Wade, the landmark case in which the U.S. Supreme Court invented a right to abortion. With the possibility that there might soon exist a majority on the U.S. Supreme Court willing to give states greater latitude on the matter of abortion, we want to be proactive to ensure that Tennessee continues to lead the way to the fullest possible protection for human life, said Gresham in a press statement released by Tennessee Right to Life. We want to be in a position to strengthen these pro-life protections because we are a strong pro-life state, and we must continue to be a voice for the voiceless, Lynn said at a joint press conference. This is the next step toward restoring constitutional protections for the unborn, for women and for girls in our state and for the right of citizens to determine public policy on abortion, Tennessee Right to Life said. The Arkansas State Senate passed a similar bill last week. Medical technology and understanding have come so far in the past decades since Roe was decided, including the development of ultrasound imagery, said Stacy Dunn, vice president of Tennessee Right to Life. Such images make clear the humanity of unborn boys and girls, and it's our responsibility to do everything constitutionally possible to protect them. A new poll released by the pro-life Susan B. Anthony List, SBA List, and conducted by McLaughlin and Associates finds 77% of voters, including 86% of Republicans, 70% of Democrats, and 75% of Independents, support legislation to ensure a baby who survives a failed abortion is given the same medical treatment as any other baby born prematurely at the same age. Also, a recent Marist poll showed 75% of Americans want substantial restrictions on abortion, including 60% of Democrats and 61% of those who identify as pro-choice.